This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Nearly 90% voter turnout was recorded in West Bengal for the second and final phase of assembly elections till 5 p.m. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts went to polls in this phase today. Long queues of first-time voters, women, youth and senior citizens were seen in Kolkata, Howrah and North and South 24 Parganas districts. Voting was largely peaceful across the state. Adequate security arrangements were made to ensure peaceful polling, though there were some reports of isolated incidents, including an EVM malfunction in Baranagar and a BJP polling agent being injured in Nodhia. Senior TMC leader Mamata Banerjee also visited Iqbalpur under Bhavanipur assembly seat. Meanwhile, BJP has demanded re-polling at some booths in Falta seat in South 24 Parganas district, as the button for BJP candidate in some EVM machines were covered with a sellotape at these booths. The Election Commission has said they are looking into the allegation and necessary action will be taken after the inquiry. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry, along with the two-phase polling in West Bengal, will be held on the 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 594-kilometer-long, access-controlled Greenfield Ganga Expressway in Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, "The transformative infrastructure project will boost connectivity and drive progress across Uttar Pradesh."
Ganga Expressway UP ke ek chhor ko dusre chhor se to jodta hi hai. Ye NCR ke asim sambhavnaon ko bhi kareeb layega. Iske kinare naye audyogik avsar viksit honge. Iske liye Hardoi jaise dusre jilon mein industrial corridor viksit kiye ja rahe hain. Isse Hardoi, Shahjahanpur, Unnao samet सभी 12 जनपदों में नए उद्योग आएंगे. अलग अलग सेक्टर्स जैसे फार्मा, टेक्सटाइल आदि के क्लस्टर्स विकसित होंगे. युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी तैयार होंगे.
पासिंग थ्रू 12 डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स ऑफ उत्तर प्रदेश, द एक्सप्रेस वे विल कनेक्ट द वेस्टर्न, सेंट्रल एंड ईस्टर्न रीजन्स ऑफ द स्टेट थ्रू अ सिंगल हाई स्पीड कॉरिडोर. It is the longest expressway in the state, which will reduce travel time between Meerut and Prayagraj from nearly 12 hours to about 6 hours. India has achieved its goal of sourcing 50% of its electricity from non-fossil fuel sources 5 years ahead of its own target. This was stated by Union New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi on the sidelines of the Resilient Future Summit 2026 in New Delhi today. The minister underlined that India ranks third globally in renewable energy capacity, reflecting the country's strong commitment and rapid progress. Union Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu today announced enhanced security measures along the Eastern Dedicated Freight Corridor or EDFC, including round-the-clock patrolling and deployment of drone surveillance. This comes following the blast on Monday near the Shambhu Rajpura rail track at Patiala in Punjab. The Employees Provident Fund organization has settled a record 8.31 crore claims during the financial year 2025-26, marking a significant rise from 6.01 crore claims processed in the previous fiscal. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has described India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement or FTA as a once-in-a-generation opportunity, underscoring the scale and potential of the Indian market. In a social media video message, Mr. Luxon noted that with a population of around 1.5 billion and rising income levels, India presents a vast and increasingly affluent market seeking high-quality goods and services. And India continued the impressive run at the Commonwealth Youth and Junior Weightlifting Championships and Universal Cup, fetching a gold and 3 silver medals on the third day of the competition in Samoa today. And at the Asian Beach Games, Indian wrestlers bagged 4 medals comprising 2 gold, a silver and a bronze, taking the country's overall final tally to 6 medals in Sanya, China today. In the women's events, Priya Malik and Pushpa Yadav won gold, while Jaspreet Kaur bagged a bronze. In men's events, Siddharth secured a silver. And that is the end of this news bulletin.